Manu Patra alerts dated the 28th of January 2020. Supreme Court has held that there is no requirement under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, IBC, 2016 that the resolution plan should match the liquidation value of the corporate debtor. The court has further observed that the exit rule prescribed in Section 12A of the code is not applicable to a resolution applicant. The procedure envisaged in the said provision only applies to applicants invoking Sections 7, 9 and 10 of the Code. Bombay High Court has asked the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC, to invite applications from lawyers interested in being empaneled on the junior panel A of the Municipal Corporation after a panel counsel for the corporation stated some incorrect facts and submitted an incorrect affidavit which misled the court. Supreme Court has issued notices on a fresh petition challenging the National Population Register as violative of citizens' fundamental right to privacy and Section 14A of the Citizenship Amendment Act, 2004 for intending to grant dual citizenship. Supreme Court has issued notices to the Law Ministry seeking an explanation from the government on the legality of clauses in the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Act, 2019 that empowered a district collector to certify a person as a transgender instead of the person himself, and minimal punishment for a sexual act endangering a transgender. Supreme Court has reiterated that merely because the report contemplated under Section 57 of the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act, 1985 was not sent within 2 days of the arrest of the accused, the entire proceedings will not be vitiated. Supreme Court has observed that allowing the applicants to public posts to submit certificates in proof of their claim of the reservation after the notified cut-off date would create administrative chaos. The court has referred the matter to a larger bench. Supreme Court has requested the Madras High Court to expeditiously decide in a time-bound manner a plea challenging the reduction of upper age limit for reserved categories for district judge selection in Tamil Nadu. Delhi High Court has refused to set aside an Aam Aadmi Party notification permitting free travel for women in Delhi Transport Corporation buses on the ground that it did not cover cluster buses. Delhi High Court has sought the response of the Centre and Jamia Millia Islamia University on a plea challenging the appointment of the current Vice Chancellor, VC, Najmar Akhtar. The court has issued notice to the Union Ministry of Human Resource Development, HRD, Central Vigilance Commission, University Grants Commission, Jamia and Akhtar seeking their stand on the petition. Punjab and Haryana High Court has struck down clauses 1-3 of the Punjab Action Plan, 2014, which provided summary eviction procedure for eviction from a property or residential building of senior citizens or parents. The court held that the clauses are ultra-vires the provisions of the Maintenance and Welfare of Parents and Senior Citizens Act, 2007 and the Punjab Maintenance and Welfare of Parents and Senior Citizens Rules, 2012. Allahabad High Court has asked the Uttar Pradesh government to submit a report on allegations of police atrocities against Anti-Citizenship Amendment Act protesters by the 17th of February. Kerala High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation against the religious practice of administering Holy Sacrament in churches, holding that the Holy Sacrament is received by a believer out of faith and is not consumed to satisfy the hunger. It has its own religious and spiritual significance and importance. Kerala High Court has directed the central government to deposit an amount of 1.5 crores rupees within 15 days in the state-level corpus fund which is maintained for the treatment of such patients. The court has also appealed to the legal fraternity to make contributions for helping in the treatment of children with rare diseases. Madras High Court has denied the exemption benefit on imports made before the registration under Rules 3 and 4 of the Customs, Import of Goods at Concessional Rate of Duty for Manufacture of Excisable Goods, Rules, 1996. The court has further observed that there is no justification for the learned tribunal to hold that these rules are only procedural or directory in nature and could be applied for the import made at a prior point of time. Delhi court has rejected the plea of the father of one of the four death row convicts in the Nirbhaya case, questioning the credibility of a sole witness and observing that the was desperate and mollified. Mysuru court has granted anticipatory bail to students Nalini Balakumar and Madhavya Shivanda, who were booked for sedition for holding a Free Kashmir placard at a protest against the attack in Jawaharlal Nehru University. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Cuttack has held that the non-availability of a permanent account number, PAN, of the deductee is not an excuse to escape from filing tax deducted at source, TDS. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Mumbai has allowed depreciation on goodwill resulting from the acquisition of business unit of Leanne Mohit Private Limited. Appellant Authority for Advance Ruling, AAR, Karnataka has ruled that pre-sale and marketing services by Indian subsidiary to foreign parent companies intermediary services as defined under subsection 13 of section 2 of the Integrated Goods and Service Tax Act, 2017. Securities and Exchange Board of India has prescribed higher margins for future trade in agricultural and non-agricultural commodities to address the risk of default in cases of high volatility. Securities and Exchange Board of India has slapped a total fine of 1.89 crores rupees on 21 entities for executing fraudulent trading in certain chemical shares. Securities and Exchange Board of India has directed a probe into Rakesh Jhunjhunwala for alleged insider trading in the shares of Aptech Limited. British court has ordered that a luxury yacht owned by Force India be sold and its proceeds are to be used to pay back Qatar National Bank to enforce its mortgage on the vessel.